This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Show sounds a little bit different today with the musical selections because Valdez is on his Jets Cup.
Yeah,
he's on his vacation.
I can't keep track of how many
he's got 32 donks. I think 32 guys on a golf trip together.
It's incredible you can organize 32 guys year after year.
I can't believe it. To get them all to save that, was it a week? 4 days? Something like that?
Yeah, it's extensive.
They must not have, like, kids that do a bunch of stuff on the weekends. Like, how can you get away from
that? I mean, out of 32 guys, I'm guessing.
I'm sure they do, but.
Majority of them probably do.
Wild.
They just put it on the calendar, right. and the mom takes care of it.
She takes the bullet. I guess.
That's 32 guys is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a bunch of older donks that have probably got kids that are already, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't think it's
Does
all
he
guys
hang out
his
with
age.
Old guys?
Yeah, I think some of his group are like 50-year-old guys, 60-year-old guys.
You might be right. Yeah.
I think it's all age groups.
Okay.
It would be hard if you had just a bunch of 35-year-old guys.
When we used to do that back in the day, playing our Ryder Cup style down at the beach, down at, you know, Ocean City and Dewey and Rehoboth, we would be lucky to get 12 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times 12 would, you know, they would commit
and bail.
And then with a week to go, one or two of them would bail.
Right.
So then we're down to, you know, 10 or 11.
Right.
And you got to adjust, you know, the format.
You ruin everything.
You adjust the format. It was just, but I don't know how you get 32. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So we've got Heavy Metal Chris playing the music,
hanging out with us.
I
haven't even been paying attention. Is it all heavy metal that you're playing? Are you mixing it up at
mostly
all?
Mostly metal. You had some Iron Maiden right there.
Done some hard rock.
Anything
like Van Halen.
Yeah, he's playing anything soft.
We're trying to wake people up, man.
Oh, okay. He's not soft rock.
He's not going to play Africa by Toto.
He's not soft rock, Chris. He's heavy metal, Chris. Yeah.
I like the
brand selections.
Don't let EB sway you.
I don't even put my headphones on until you start talking. I don't even hear it.
All right, we wanted to get back into the NFL draft. So it appears, it's not a done deal, there's going to be an announcement supposedly today at 1 o'clock with the president that the NFL draft is going to be coming to D.C. 800-636-1067. Tell us if you're excited for the news, and then what would you want to see? Somebody tweeted something that piqued my interest. You know how we're saying we need to be involved? And I know right now we don't carry the Commanders.
Yeah.
So there's a difference when you are the official rights holder
for a flagship station. Yeah.
Right.
But we don't know what the case is going to be in a couple seasons.
True.
I think that contract is running up. So who the hell knows? So that would grease the skids. But is it possible that we get on stage to introduce a pick?
No.
They bring up, I think the second round, they start bringing in random donks.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So like day three, we might be in the mix.
Yes.
So instead of that tall blonde woman who, I don't know who she is, that she comes out and makes a bunch of picks.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The blonde who works for the NFL.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know who the hell she was, but she kept showing up.
I think she works for the league
office.
Clearly
she does.
But they just send us out there for, you know, a six round pick.
No.
No, but the Commanders could do it. Like,
they might.
You'll see, like, somebody show up.
They're
going to
put Gary Clark out there. They're not going to put you.
Six rounds. You're probably right.
You're probably right.
The Commanders would be the last team that would do that. Maybe the Caps would throw us a bone or something. You know, like, they like us more. There's no scenario where the Skins would do that.
Probably not.
Right.
I'm not going to hold my breath for that to happen.
Hey, wasn't even my idea. It was one of our listeners who tweeted us.
Mm. Yeah, not going to happen. They don't care about the
unless
jump.
You have a kid with cancer or something with you, they're not going to let you up.
Right. True.
Right. Or you're a fan from Australia.
Yeah, right. The international fans of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I would want to go up there anyway.
And make the pick.
I'd stand behind Bickle, and Bickle can do his dumb shtick.
I don't really have shit for that because I'm kind of the mindset that I just want them to make the pick already.
Yeah, right.
I'm not interested in all the cancer
stories.
Well,
they love the theatrics.
I know. It's too much.
There's always a backstory.
All right, but how are fans feeling about this? I mean, this announcement came down yesterday or last night. I mean, it's just a huge announcement.
Well, technically, it hasn't been officially announced.
I know it's not official.
I believe
it will be official sometime today.
Apparently, two cities were bidding on the 2027 NFL draft.
Oh, is that what happened?
DC and Denver.
So what does that mean? We had to promise a percentage of the profits or whatever to the league or something? I don't even understand what that means.
I think it just means you have a proposal as to where it'll be hosted, you know, what the logistics are.
Is it like the International Olympic Committee, you know, when they pick sites and it's all corrupt and they, you know, the Qatar pays $1 trillion to get it?
I don't know if it's the same sort of deal as that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how the inner workings are operating there.
Personally, I think it's cool. And I think it's because we're all NFL fans. I feel like the last 30 years have just been so pathetic on the whole that we're starting to build some positive momentum here. We've got a team we can be proud of. We've got a quarterback for the next decade, hopefully, knock on wood. Getting the draft being sort of the center of the NFL and the sports world for 3 or 4 days, very cool. Potentially getting a new stadium, and I think that usually entails getting a Super Bowl. I mean, it's just we're on a heater right now.
Mm.
So I think it's very cool. And listen, we talk about it all the time. That we take for granted, those of us that are longtime D.C. area residents, we take for granted how spectacular this city is when you get those aerial shots. And, you know, you see it on TV. Mm-hmm. This is a spectacular city for television.
So this from the Washington Post. The bid envisions staging a significant portion of the three-day event on the National Mall. According to the planning documents and emails obtained by the Washington Post through a Freedom of Information Act request to the National Park Service. These documents provided insight into what local organizers internally referred to as Project Breeze. Hmm. The league, according to emails, proposed having the main stage for the draft on 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Drives near the National Gallery of Art and the National Air and Space Museum. Portion also could be held on Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest,
my buddy,
where attendees could flow to the mall.
So if the Gallery of Art and the museum, I assume that's what they're talking about, having the backdrop.
My buddy said the backdrop would be the Capitol. Parade was.
Yeah,
the backdrop there would be the Capitol.
The 4th Street location between the art
and the
airspace
is where
the
monument.
Okay, maybe. But if you're going to have it, you're just going to shut down the street, then it seemed like the stage would be with the backdrop as the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. Which is iconic.
Yeah. Unless they did it in another angle. I mean, they could. I have no idea.
Let's make out some calls. Do you think it's cool? Are you kind of unfazed by it because it's 2 years from now and we can all be freaking dead? Or, you know, it's just too far away? I don't know.
Bringing the room down.
27 ain't that far away.
I think it's pretty freaking cool. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, man?
I think it's a great idea. Basically, you're going to get a bunch of families coming to visit. The husband can come and be the crazy football fan, and they can come visit, like you said, the pictures, the mall, you know, great vacation. And it's a great thing to be able to show our team now, the new Washington football team. And the income for the city would be incredible.
Yeah.
You know, the app, you know, all that. And the last thing I want to say is I think that we are definitely hand-picking people to be on our team. And a lot of these guys that we're not picking up, these defensive ends you're talking about, they might not fit into our team. If they don't, we're not going after them.
Like from a culture perspective, like a Mike Green type.
Yeah, basically.
Although you'd love to have that talent. But I hear you. By the way, are you calling from Welcome, Maryland? Where the hell is Welcome, Maryland? Do you know that?
It's in between the Plata and Nanjamoy.
Okay. I've heard one of those.
You should have just said Coastal Plato.
Just said, yeah. I mean, Nanjaboy, that's a real place.
Wow.
Yes, it is. And hanging right on Route 6 off of 301, it's beautiful down here, man. It really is.
I mean, I love that. But do we want him to be the representative for the draft? I mean, come on. Seriously.
I don't know.
No, but he we'd like him to be there.
I love you, Nick.
Nick, what do you do for a living?
Don't tell us.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. We're going to go around the room and bet. What does Nick do for a living?
He might be retired.
Could be retired. It sounds a little bit like he's
Can I ask him how old he is first?
Yeah, Nick, like, how old are you?
I'm 64.
All right, so yeah,
I'm going to say retired.
So we'll say, what did he do?
He might not be retired.
He might not be retired. Are you retired?
Yes, I am. I worked for the Washington Redskins for about a year.
What did you do for him?
I was operations manager with Gunnar Jurgensen and that crew when Snyder came in.
So what does that mean, operations manager?
Yeah, what did you operate?
I ran program sales, the kiosks. Stuff like that.
Do you have any good Dan Snyder stories? Did he treat you like a piece of garbage?
Could never go into his refrigerator and take his Dove bars. So I unplugged his fridge before I left the stadium.
Dude, that's hilarious.
I love that move. That's a great move.
That's hilarious.
That's a true story. That's a true story.
That's hilarious. All right. Thank you. Spoiled all his food.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You know what? That's a great story.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Thank you. Bars melted. Every Dove bar in the freezer melted.
I've never heard of Welcome, Maryland. It's very close to the water.
Yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful.
I don't know if it's beautiful.
I like anything near water is beautiful to me, buddy.
I'm with you.
Let's go to Edwin, Silver Spring. Edwin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man? Doing great.
I think this draft thing is a lot of hype, man. I feel like, they used to call the AM station Dan Jazeera years ago. I feel like the last couple of weeks, this station has been like a Josh Jazeera, man. It's just hype. I mean, yeah, it's a draft. It's nice, but it's a couple of days event. It's not even about the team. It doesn't enhance the team really.
Your city, though. Then,
yeah, it's about the city, not
I
the
mean,
team.
Your team going to get some special run, I think.
Yeah, but is that what you're using a national park for, to host a draft for a private league? I mean, there's going to be all this traffic here. It might be fun to go to, but I don't think it's this huge deal that you're making out to be.
It's a huge deal. Come on, man. There might be a million people here. On the mall watching that.
Yeah,
over
but there's
days.
A million people for the cherry blossoms, too, and you don't love that.
No, I'm not saying I'd want to come, but for the city, it's huge.
Exactly. You wouldn't even go yourself. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's because I don't like people.
We don't go to anything.
Right. I mean, if I was 25, I would go, but at 55, no.
Yeah.
But it's still a big deal.
I'm not even sure I want to stretch myself to go.
Where do you live?
55 going on 80, by the way.
Where do you live?
Silver Spring.
Okay. He's the tennis guy, right?
Yeah.
Edwin the tennis guy? Whatever happened?
Tennis guy with a bad phone.
Isn't Drab scared to play you or something?
I don't know. I sent him the video of me hitting and stuff like that, and he didn't really...
He didn't respond?
I'm still doubtful, definitely. When it's this season, when it gets a bit warmer.
All right, hold on.
I think he told us off the record he wasn't that impressed.
Yeah, he wasn't that impressed, but he did.
He said he would smoke you.
Let me see. He supposed to video of him hitting. Let's see how good he is.
Why did you not want to bother with Edwin in tennis?
I'll be honest. I get annoyed by his cell phone.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
I lose interest in him after about 15 seconds.
I know. Listen. But why are you ducking him in tennis?
I just can't be. I'm not going to be challenged by every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there who wants a shot at me.
Yeah,
especially I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make an effort for a random guy.
EB was the one who placed the challenge. I just called to talk about something, and then EB was the one who instigated.
Okay, I'm tired.
The phone is just.
How do you have that such a bad phone today?
Every time I call,
it's probably the way he's talking into it.
There are some people that call in consistently that. Always have a bad phone. So and it's not limited to just callers.
Is it their like, weird Bluetooth thing they're using
it's
or something?
Too.
Could be.
Like, there are certain guests that I
or it's
guarantee
their service.
Are going to have a bad phone.
Maybe
they have
poopy service.
Yeah.
I think it's the way he holds the phone or he's a muffler.
Yeah.
But how can he say it's not a big deal of NFL draft?
Because he's more into tennis, obviously.
I mean, it's a huge deal.
That's his thing.
I'm not saying you go down and party with the million donks, right? Hey. And just sit in line for everything, but it's a huge deal.
I do wonder, though, watching the draft, when you see that mass of people, right?
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of it, like, what are you getting out of it?
I know.
Just standing
they
there. Because you could get the same thing watching on TV, right?
People love
now,
to
I'm
do
assuming
it.
That they have concerts and other forms of entertainment around there, but I guess it's just you want to be part of the scene.
They want to be part of the big event.
Yeah.
They just want to say, they want to be able to say, I was at the draft in fill in the year.
People are also looking for an excuse to party and hang out.
If you've been to one of the drafts since they've left New York and have been going city to city, whether Chicago or Detroit or Green Bay, give us a call at 800-636-1067.
I'll be honest.
I'd love to hear from people who've been to the draft day one, day two, or day three.
Unless I was doing it for work, for this job, there's no way I would go.
Correct.
To it in person.
Correct.
Because it's too many people.
It's too many people.
It's too overwhelming.
I've been downtown for the, you know, JP's running it or whatever, the military, whatever, the marathon
thing. Marine Corps marathon.
I literally thought I was going to die because I didn't know how I was going to get out of there.
Yeah.
There were so many people. We were getting squeezed just trying to get onto. I got to end up getting on a Metro bus case.
Right.
And it was like I was in India. It was that many people jammed in on it.
Sure.
So, that many people can be a little daunting.
From reading people reviews of people who have gone, they say, obviously, it's fun when your team is picking.
Yeah.
But one of the best parts is watching all the other drunken fans melt down when their picks go AWOL.
Right.
Well, remember, we used to cover the NFL draft from, like, Madison Square Garden when they used to have it there. Yeah. And you'd see they'd bring in the obligatory Eagles fan with the Eagles paint and the Raiders guy.
Donovan McNabb when he got picked.
Yeah. So we've been there, but at a much smaller scale.
Yeah, it was maybe 5,000 people, probably not even that much.
Right, because it wasn't held in Madison Square Garden. It was like the side theater that held like 2,000, maybe 3,000 people.
Yeah, whatever they call that side theater. All right, let's go to Dave in Martinsburg. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
Good. Thanks.
What do you think?
All right. Hey, I'm just calling to say I think it's awesome news that the draft would come to D.C. and be part of the Skins/Commanders history. I think it's awesome. If anybody thinks anything opposite, I think they're nuts.
Right. So to you, there's no downside.
There is no downside. There's absolutely no downside here. The NFL comes in, they make a bunch of money, the whole area makes money, the restaurants make money. I don't see, where's the downside? I don't see how any idiot in this entire area, don't get me wrong, there's plenty of idiots,
but
I don't see how anybody can find a problem with this.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be a problem, but like Edwin said, it's not a big deal to him. Like it's
because he doesn't want to deal with the masses of people. I can understand.
Well, I guess Edwin's one of the idiots.
Yeah.
My point being is, it's all about the community and making money and bringing tax dollars into the area and trying to get the Super Bowl here, which is the whole goal. I mean, don't get it twisted. The reason that it's not magical that 5 days ago they're talking about building a stadium, and now they're talking about the draft. This is a twist to get everything in D.C. to put the stadium up.
Well, and to get the Super Bowl, no doubt. Because if you put a new stadium up, you're going to get the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do wonder how
it's, exactly how it 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all pointed to one direction, and I think it's smart as hell, but. I get it, and I love it. I grew up in Alexandria. I'm a Redskin, Commander fan. Hate the Cowboys. I moved to Martinsburg just to get because it's cheaper. But
All right, thanks. Gotcha.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, thank you, man. Buddy.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next. 800-636-1067. What do you think of the draft coming to D.C.? There should be an announcement today at 1 o'clock. And want to hear from some people who've been to one of the drafts and what it's like.